I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States' war on terror is in its sixth year. The military effort remains controversial and alliances are showing the strain. International Aid's Bob Goodwin says the war on terror can be addressed on a non-military front through their partnerships with other like-minded organizations and faith-based groups.
We have had access to Muslim communities that we never would have had access to if not for healthcare intervention. We've set up hospitals and clinics, and the goodwill that you feel from the community opens up those doors to build those relationships so that at some point in the future you can share the gospel.
Next, Ireland's a country known for its religious division. A Greater Europe missionary recently attended a special two-day conference aimed at bringing together the Irish church leaders from diverse ethnic backgrounds called Breaking New Ground. It was meant to establish good relationships between the community and the new Irish local churches. Pray that they would begin to demonstrate the power of the gospel in order to change lives and communities. And Global Advance's David Shibley took a Frontline Shepherds conference into a former drug cartel region of Chocó, Colombia. Shibley says up till now, there'd never been any kind of pastoral training in that region before.
There are few Bibles that are readily available in the remote areas, and even though there is a pretty high percentage of illiterate population. So we were able to partner with YWAM in getting hundreds and hundreds of Bibles to those pastors for them to distribute to their members.
Shibley says YWAM helped them provide pastors with hundreds of Bibles to share with their members. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.